When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch this show, you know I spend most of my time over there in the news kitchen simmering the day's freshest story, chicken and the most topical coconut milk, then adding the newest galangal and kaffir lime leaves and a dash of tiparo nam pla and palm sugar to serve you the perfectly balanced tom kha gai that is my monologue. But sometimes... just sometimes, folks, I wake up in the scoop of a backhoe on a deserted construction site, toss half a discarded bologna sandwich and the swill from a crumpled can of Mr. Pibb into a cracked paint bucket. Add some grass clippings and leave it in the sun to offer you the bootleg trash gumbo of news that is my segment. Meanwhile, it's the filter through which I see the world, Thomas. Meanwhile. The National Park Service is warning that despite what you may have heard in some old jokes, you should never push a slower friend down in a bear encounter. That notice from renowned wildlife expert, your slowest friend. Meanwhile, over half a dozen sheep recently escaped a slaughterhouse in New Jersey. The escape happened because the official responsible for counting the sheep at the slaughterhouse kept falling asleep. Meanwhile, we all know the favorite senior pastime, pickleball, is taking over the country, which has led to countless turf battles over tennis court space, and now the great pickleball war has reached the D.C. area. Virginia's Arlington County wants to build 9 new pickleball courts, but homeowners in the area hate the idea so much they've started distributing flyers that accuse pickleball players of hijacking tennis and basketball courts, bullying children, and urinating in public. Come on, seniors. Pickleball is not an excuse to urinate in public. That's aquarobics. Meanwhile, Meanwhile, after legal challenges brought by Swiss cheesemakers, a U.S. court has ruled that American-made cheese can be called Gruyere, while Kraft Singles must now be correctly labeled as plastic bath mat soaked in yellow. Meanwhile, we have some breaking news about the breaking of a royal tradition, because it's been announced that the holy anointing oil for King Charles III's coronation will not contain the intestinal wax of sperm whales or civet secretions. What? That makes no sense. If a king's head isn't greased with whale intestine wax and secretions from a nocturnal tropical rodent, then I'm sorry, but hereditary ruler starts to sound kind of stupid. The sacred head goo traditionally contains oil from the glands of small mammals such as civets and ambergris, a waxy substance from the intestines of sperm whales that is called chrism oil. But in this case, Buckingham Palace is using a civet and whale-free alternative called I Can't Believe It's Not Chrism.
Coming up, Phil Kogan and Dierks Bentley.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves, because my next guests are the champions of the world's first televised celebrity charity pickleball tournament, Pickled, which premiered tonight on CBS. Please welcome your champions to The Late Show, the Emmy Award-winning host of The Amazing Race, Phil Kogan, and multi-platinum country music star, Dierks Bentley! Couch. Nice. Gentlemen, it's what an honor to have you both here, as the world all now know. You are the champions of this year's inaugural episode of Pickled. Thank you so much.
It feels good. It feels really good.
Would you care to celebrate your win with
a
pickleback shot right here? We got whiskey and pickles.
Wow.
There you go.
Another first.
Here you go. And here is to you, gentlemen, volunteering to be in this celebrity pickleball tournament where we raise money for Comic Relief,
yes,
which helps children,
Steve,
and families in crisis. There
well
you go.
Done. Well done.
There you go. Here we go. Nicely done.
Can I have another
like
pickle lip?
Sure.
Yeah.
Nothing like backing up your vodka with a gherkin.
Oh,
that is nice.
I never loved pickles before I played pickle, and I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
And these are really good.
You see how we're helping people?
That's right.
You, of course, are now the proud owners of the Colbert Cup. There, put it right there. There you go.
Look at that.
There you go.
Stephen, I don't know if you know, but I let Dierks take the trophy.
Oh, yes, you did?
Yeah. He's got the trophy.
It's his for a year.
We switched
it's yours
off,
for a year.
Yeah,
it's like
oh,
the Stanley
I get it
Cup.
After a year?
Yeah,
I got three
months. I'm going to bring it out to you.
Now, your team, when Harry Net Rally, Dierks,
yes,
let me ask you this.
Yes.
What was your strategy going in? You guys dominated. What was your plan?
Our plan was just to win. You know, I like to think that, you know, this is show business, but, you know, it's not called show friends. It's called show business. And we're
That's
there
right.
to take care of business.
That's right.
And
okay.
we did. I mean, we had no, it was, you know, Will
you
Ferrell,
did not make
nice
any
guy.
Friends, I can promise you that.
I'm going to say that Emma, who was definitely the most competitive out of everybody.
Emma Watson, who he's talking about.
Yes, Emma
who
Watson.
Who partnered with Sugar Ray Leonard.
She came, I met her in the makeup room. She was getting her game face on. Then in there, she was trying to intimidate all of us. So she told us that she'd had a coach for the last month.
Yeah.
And then when she came out, that evil eye, we both got it.
I still have nightmares about it.
It got to us. It got to us. Of all the things that we've done, we looked at each other and we're like, we're nervous, right?
Very.
And because normally you can prepare, Stephen. You can prepare for things. But this was like, I'm going to say we were unprepared. And we were certainly unprepared for her.
I take exception to this because Jimmy Allen... fellow country star Jimmy Allen,
yes,
outed you, Dierks, because he said that you play pickleball on the road
okay.
before every show.
A couple
you
times.
Set up
no,
a court.
No, no, there we go.
You set up a
we
court.
We set courts in all sorts of weird places.
Okay.
I did play a tournament up in London, Ontario, and our guitar player, Ben Helst, and I are the reigning champions of the 75 and older group. We kind of lie about our age.
Sure.
But we got the win. Like I said, it's all about winning, so whatever it takes. You got to fake your age a little bit.
Keep it simple.
We are 75 and older champions in London, Ontario. So.
Yes.
Nope. Phil, you host The Amazing Race, and of course, as tough as nails. Those are, you know, those are very tough competition shows. What was it like to be on the other side of the lens and actually being the person who's actually having to put it out all on the line there?
You know, when you host a show where you're a musician or you host your show, you do the preparation,
yep,
and then all the nerves go, and you just do your thing.
Right.
I was so nervous, and I was hoping that you weren't going to be, but you were.
I was really nervous.
I didn't know about staying out of the kitchen. I didn't know about any of the rules of pickle. I played tennis when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much it, and we were really a nervous wreck going into it. So
well,
I'm going to say...
The secret of pickleball, in my opinion,
yes,
is that the best player in the world is about twice as good as the worst player in the world.
Yes.
So you can grade
after
pickleball
day
players.
One, you're already at like a 90%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. On a scale of 1 to 2, that's how you rank pickleball players.
Yeah. We
came in a solid 1 and you ended as a 2.
And that's all it took to beat everybody.
Yeah. I tell you, I felt like an imposter because, you know, truth be told, I was kind of called in at the last minute.
We had one of our other players.
Yes, someone more famous than me. And I was
positive at the last moment. And so, was it the day before or like literally 2 days
before? I got 26 hours warning, I think it was. And the executive at CBS called me and goes, you know, I just noticed, Phil, that your name's not on the list. And I'm like, really? And they're like, when I found out, I had to do something about it. I said, all right, who got sick? And then there was silence, and there was like, so what are you doing on Friday? And so, you know, I got to turn, but I have
but
to say...
But then you're the champion after not training at all, and Emma Watson's over there.
I had this moment.
MVP Emma Watson.
Emma Watson MVP. Was like, she like method acted her way through the whole thing. I don't think she'd play pickleball at all. She hired somebody, and she like took 4 weeks to become, she was scary.
She locked him into the back. She put me
and like little blood and stuff.
Yeah.
But she laughed. Are you saying Emma Watson drew blood
yes,
on you?
Yes. I ran into the back wall.
He got hurt, and she smiled and kind of laughed
she
about
did.
It.
She did.
Was, she was, like, happy.
Famously cruel person.
Oh, yeah, Emma Watson. It was a little hurtful, to be honest with you, because I love her. She's so
good.
That's
the motivation we needed to kind of take it to the next level.
Dirks, yeah. I actually heard that your son recently won a championship of his own. Tell me about that. Let's be proud of our children.
Yeah, he plays travel hockey. I'm a travel hockey dad. My wife, she travels a lot, too.
Sure.
He's nine. We're just out in Las Vegas.
What'd he win?
They won a big tournament out there. Actually, speaking of motivation, I'm all about finding ways to motivate myself, motivate my family. And Knox's team is kind of getting off to a slow start.
Yep.
And so me and some of the dads had a great idea that give them extra motivation. We told them if they won the championship, we'd take them to Hooters. And you're not going to believe it. They won. I mean, they didn't let a goal go in the rest
How
of the
series.
How old
is he?
He's nine. I mean, it's the right
Dad
time.
Dad of the year.
It's the right time to
start.
That's really about as old as a person should be and still enjoy going to Hooters.
Well, you know, the wings. Yes. It's all about the wings. So.
Well, listen, people know you as a world-class pickleball player.
I know.
Mostly at this point.
But you
still do play country music. You're going to perform for us tonight.
Just for you.
Can you share with the people what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, I got a brand-new song out there. It's called Gold. It's off a record coming out in February, I guess. And it's all about pickleball, folks.
Dirks, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Phil, thanks so much
for
being here, man.
Up next, Tig Notaro. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
My next guest is a hilarious comedian and actor you know from her stand-up specials, Star Trek Discovery, and Army of the Dead. Soon, you will know and love her from Pickled. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Tig Notaro.
Stephen, it is so good to see you, as always. Can I just say something really fast? I feel like... There, as you know, there's been a lot of discussion about freedom of speech lately. And I would like to exercise my freedom of speech, if I could, for a moment.
Of course.
And say that everybody in this country is entitled to freedom of speech, whether it's religion, comedy, podcasting, politics, music, whatever.
Sure.
You know, I think it's important to remember that sometimes your freedom of speech can take away others' freedom to live in a safe manner. That's all I wanted to share. So.
Well said. I like it. There are ramifications for the exercising of all of our freedoms.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, absolutely.
Go.
It's good to see you.
It is. It is good to see you. I really like when interviews have preambles.
Yes, me too.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
I just wanted to get that out
Thank
there.
Thank you very much. Now, I have to ask you a question here.
Yeah.
If you were Jared Leto, I would say that cane is an affectation. But you are not. You are
no.
Tig Notaro.
Yeah.
What is this? This is not a bit, I'm guessing.
No.
What
it's
is
not.
Happening?
I have a fractured femur.
Oh.
And this is my alligator cane. And it's just kind of a hello to the South that I'm from. You know, I'm
sure.
from the...
Does that...
two other people.
I have a question for you. Is that like, that looks like you could unscrew the top and it would be, have a sword inside of it or something.
No, it's just the full body of an alligator is in there.
So here's the thing, that the reason I feel terrible about your cane is that we shot Pickled earlier this fall.
We did.
Which is, as everyone knows, it's the first celebrity charity pickleball tournament of all time, benefiting Comic Relief, which distributes hundreds of millions of dollars to children and families at risk. Mm-hmm. And you were one of the mega stars who was kind enough to show up and play pickleball in 107-degree heat in Thousand Oaks, California. And you had a fractured femur then.
Yeah, yeah.
And the doctor said, in no uncertain terms,
you should get an alligator cane.
Can you share your doctor's card? Because I'd like to go to that doctor.
Yeah. He was like, look, you're going to do what you want to do, but you shouldn't be playing pickleball with a fractured femur. And I was like, you do your thing and I'll do mine.
And you didn't play alone. You played with a mystery partner for
you. Which makes me feel like I played alone because nobody will say his name.
For reasons that aren't important, we're not going to say his name until tomorrow. I'm not even going to say whether it's a he or she.
Yeah. Well,
okay?
I am.
That's fair enough.
It was a he.
Okay. Yeah. It was a he. All right. We actually have a clip here, and we're going to blur this person's face.
Great.
And we've affected their voice. All right.
Is it blurred in the special too?
No. In the special, you will see. You'll see this person's face, but for tonight, it's blurred because this is the mystery guest.
I get it.
Okay. Jim.
We're going to be seeing June Diane Raphael and Paul Scheer play and Tig Notaro.
Everybody.
Hey, what's going on?
No, we're just hugging. About it.
There's a rumor you guys are romantically involved.
Hey. Here we go. Paddle snakes versus party till you puke. Let's watch.
Everybody, your producers, other pickleball players, even the card you wrote me after, just really emphasized how incredible it was that I was the first one to sign on to the project.
You were.
Okay, but so? It made me feel like, what sort of low-rent thing did I just sign up for? Steven. Every time I turned around, somebody's like, I heard you're the first one to sign on to this. And the fact that you wrote me a card thanking me, I was truly like, oh, no.
Well, let me explain. May I explain?
Yeah, please, okay. Because sitting right here, you're like, I know, thank you. How many hard passes did you get? Before you?
None. I swear to God, you're the first thing I heard, pass or otherwise, like Tig Notaro's in. And I'm like, oh, that's fantastic. Because we thought we had a good idea. We thought it was going to be fun, raise a lot of money for Comic Relief, have some fun, play some pickleball. And then I'm like, I wonder if anybody's going to understand how this could be fun. You know what I mean?
I still don't understand.
And you did it.
You are the love of my life, and you know that. I had a blast. I had so much fun. But it reminded me of the fact that I had, for a brief period of time, I was with a management company that made a phone call to me because they were concerned, saying, they said, we feel like you say yes to everything you're offered. And they said, do you need money? And it was one of the most humiliating phone calls I've ever gotten. But, you know, I like to take projects that seem interesting.
Well,
or, I'm, like,
I'm so pleased, because here's the thing. We were worried that some people wouldn't understand how this could be fun. And when I found out that you wanted to do it, I went, oh, this must be good. Because Tig wants to do it.
No, talk to my old managers. It means nothing.
Oh.
In fact...
I thought you saying yes was a benediction on what we were doing.
No, in fact, they're probably going to be horrified when they see that I also took this job.
Tig Notaro.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on. Hold on. There's Tig right there. There's Tig right there. We have that. Have that shot. Pickled premieres tomorrow on CBS at 9 p.m. starring Tig Notaro, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.